Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rick Sofield. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Engel. Batting fourth. The DH, Tim Corcoran. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mickey Hatcher. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gary Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Albert Williams. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Leo Sutherland. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The right fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jay Loviglio. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. And now, play ball. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield hits a fly ball into right field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Leo Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sutherland. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Sutherland steals second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sutherland moves to third. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard takes first base on ball four. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sutherland tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nordhagen. Corcoran reaches second base with a double. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nordhagen. Harbeck reaches second base with a double. Hatcher moves to third. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Squires. The throw from Laudner and he is out, Wilfong applying the tag. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Loviglio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Sofield hits a fly ball towards right. Hairston settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Hairston. Washington moves to third. Sofield moves to second. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong hits a fly ball into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0 for 1 in the game. Engel strikes out. Two outs. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Loviglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loviglio takes first base on ball 4. Leo Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sutherland bunts in front of the plate. Laudner fields it and throws to first for the out. Loviglio moves to second. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bernazard for the out. Loviglio moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong misplays the ball. That's an error on Wilfong. Loviglio scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Lozinski takes first base on ball 4. Hairston moves to second. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hairston. Harbeck reaches second base with a double. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. Laudner hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fisk moves to third. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisk scores. Squires moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jay Loviglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loviglio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Loviglio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Squires scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Leo Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0-for-2 in the game. Sofield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sutherland. Sofield reaches second base with a double. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilfong hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nordhagen. Wilfong reaches second base with a double. Sofield scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0-for-2 in the game. Engel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilfong scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Roy Smalley pinch hits for Tim Corcoran. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor misplays the ball. That's an error on Pryor. Engel moves to second. Chuck Baker pinch hits for Mickey Hatcher. Chuck Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sutherland who is chasing the ball. Baker reaches third base with a triple. Engel scores. Smalley goes all the way around to score. It's Twins, 4, White Sox, 4. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Harbeck is hit by the pitch. Lynn McLaughlin now pitching. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Loviglio fields it and throws to first for the out. Baker scores. Harbeck moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-4, Twins. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-2 in the game. Laudner hits a fly ball into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Baker now playing third base. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Williams covering, for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Lozinski takes first base on ball 4. Hairston moves to second. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-2 in the game. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sofield. Nordhagen reaches second base with a double. Hairston scores. Lozinski moves to third. It's Twins, 5, White Sox, 5. Don Cooper now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nordhagen. Washington reaches second base with a double. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Sofield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Washington moves to third. Ed Farmer now pitching. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard misplays the ball. That's an error on Bernazard. Washington scores. Sofield moves to second. It's 6-5, Twins. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Engel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sofield scores. Wilfong moves to third. It's 7-5, Twins. Glenn Adams pinch hits for Roy Smalley. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilfong scores. Engel moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-5, Twins. Chuck Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Baker strikes out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 2-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's been hit by a pitch. Harbeck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Engel scores. Adams moves to second. It's 9-5, Twins. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-3 in the game. he's got one RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 3 in the game. Laudner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pryor takes first base on ball 4. Jay Lovaglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lovaglio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lovaglio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Leo Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sutherland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Washington strikes out. One out. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Sofield strikes out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Wilfong hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Engel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Bernazard moves to second. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Lozinski strikes out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Hill now catching. Reggie Patterson now pitching. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Sutherland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baker moves to second. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sutherland, who is chasing the ball. Ward reaches third base with a triple. Baker scores. Harbeck goes all the way around to score. It's 11-5, Twins. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-4 in the game. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ward scores. Two outs. It's 12-5, Twins. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 12, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pryor strikes out. One out. Jay Loviglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loviglio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Loviglio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Squires moves to second. Leo Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker juggles the ball. That's an error on Baker. Squires moves to third. Loviglio moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bernazard strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hairston hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 12-9, Twins. John Verhoeven now pitching. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Lozinski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 12, and the White Sox 9. The Twins will come to bat. Dewey Robinson now pitching. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires fields the ball and throws to Robinson covering. Safe. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sofield. The throw from Hill and he is out, Pryor applying the tag. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Wilfong takes first base on ball 4. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Engel hits a fly ball into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 12, and the White Sox 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a line drive towards short. Washington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Squires hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Molinaro pinch hits for Greg Pryor. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Squires moves to third. Doug Corbett now pitching. Jerry Turner pinch hits for Jay Loviglio. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Squires scores. Molinaro moves to third. It's 12-10, Twins. Leo Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sutherland takes first base on ball 4. Turner moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bernazard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Molinaro scores. Turner scores. Sutherland moves to second. It's Twins, 12, White Sox, 12. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got five RBIs. Hairston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sutherland scores. Bernazard moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 13, and Minnesota Twins, 12. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.